That's that fast special streamline leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee, going into New Orleans. She's running so fast, the hobos don't fool with this train. They stand on the track with the hat in their hand. I had a friend girl that morning was catching that train. She got up singing this song. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry to leave my home. Long, 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 long. She heard that 8:30 local blowing that morning. She hadn't read the train in a good while. She thought it out that special streamline. She heard that 8:30 local when she was coming to the line and cleared up for that streamline blowing like this. She said, Dad, is that my train? I said, I ain't keeping up with the train time. I'm trying to make a few dimes. She dropped her head and went to singing and crying. Hey, it's all right how you turn me down. I ain't got a dime. After she called for a ticket, she heard this special streamline drawing 36 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. Make it lonesome now, cause I'm a hobo myself sometimes. Man asked her what out of the train. She told him she didn't know it. She could hear the bell. She could tell him all about it. As she dropped over that hill and dropped off in the valley, she heard the bell begin to tone like this. Make it sound like a church bell tone. Before she got to that 10-mile trestle, she blowed and throwed on our bread. Our bread. Got to that 10-mile turn, she was getting cross, she was tipping cross an automatic switch, getting the water and coal on the fly. You could hear her when she's striking that double line like this. When she run across the last one, she squalled in. This girl looked out and seen that train, she come as a singing and crying. Hey. Dad, I don't want to leave. I believe I'll lose my mind. When that train got a little full, she got to New Orleans. She went around and curled. You would hear her when she was blowing like this. The people's always standing at the station down there to see that train come in. You would hear her when she squalled.
Okay, that's going to do it for me today, except I owe you a message from one of our fine underwriters. But first, let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set. We had Robert Johnson doing Preaching Blues off of the Complete Recordings, Ry Cooter doing Feeling Bad Blues off of Soundtracks, and last but certainly not least, Booker White doing Special Streamline off of a CD called The Complete Book of White. But after it was released, Book of White went on to record a whole lot of other stuff. So it's not complete at all. Don't want to mislead you there. Okay, I have not told you about Spack Brothers. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online. That's not true. It's not online only. I can't read this.
It's 10 years old. It's from 2013.
No, but it can't be from 2013 because they weren't online only then. Well, you get the idea. Spack Brothers Pizza. Go visit them online or in person. But you can't eat it in there, but you can walk. Well, you can order it there. Okay, that's going to do it for me. Zombo's ready to go. Take it away. Oh, WRCT Pittsburgh. I should tell you that.
Oh! stay. Run around, ride and hide. Run around with my babe. Run down the skyway. Run down the skyway. Rocky, Rocky, USA.
A way to get things started. It is. And that is why it is started that way. Rocket USA. And that is by Vince Ripper. And this band or whatever. What was this band called? And the Rodent Show. Zombo, right? This microphone sounds odd, doesn't it? No. It's just me. I'm odd. Welcome aboard. And let me just pop this down, smudging. Because today we're going to continue in the outer space. We finished all of the planets last week. Today, that was Rocket USA taking a rocket, going into orbit for a bit. Going to do some songs with Orbit. And then Sputnik. I guess it was a big, scary thing back when the Russians sent the Sputnik. They sent Laika the dog up into outer space. And it basically is probably the main reason why we landed on the moon. You know, it's like, they're going to do it if we don't. Well, then we better do it. Whatevs. So then it's off to the stars, which I am very excited. Heading out to the stars. And that's probably going to be 2 weeks of that. Then into outer space. This is going to be, we got a great summer plan for you. At least I do. How you rats doing out there? Nice? Okay, I did give you time to answer, which is nice. Zombo right here in your brain till 1 o'clocky. Yeah. This weekend's going to be, I'm going to be DJing tonight, believe it or not. I'm going to be doing surf and ska music down at Roundabout Brewery, Pop-Up Beer Garden, from like 6 to 10 tonight, or 6 to 9, or 6 to whenever they give me the boot. So it's going to be surf music and ska music. So I'll be doing that. That'll be a lot of fun. You're going to hear some surf today, because surf really is a great way to, once I get into outer space and the stars, yeah, it is going to be some prime instrumental surf stuff. Yeah, oh, feels so good. Just loosening up. I'm good to go. All right, I'm going to actually send this one. Kenny Joe just took off, but this one goes out to Kenny Joe because I heard him playing all the slide guitar music. I have one of the masters of slide guitar, Speedy West, with Jimmy Bryant, and this is Spaceman in Orbit. And you know where you're at, right? You're right here on this here rock swirling through a big, endless void. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Tasty little number there. Speedy West, Jimmy Bryant, Spaceman in Orbit. And I got to tell you, I'd like to thank the folks who made it through all of last week's show. Last week's show was all alien transmissions. That's right. So if you tuned in last week, you heard hours of gorgeous space transmissions. That's right. Music from the stars. The station was off. The station was out of order last week. And it was really great because people are contacting me going, hey, this is really a great space theme. You're playing all static. You're playing music from the stars. Hey, let's get back into orbit. This is Transylvanian Orbit by the Space Cossacks. WRCT Zombo, where? You know, in your brain. We'll be right back.
There goes my love rocking.
Okay, got Girls in Orbit. Something there for Chummy. And before that, we got a little Premature. I couldn't wait. I wanted to mix it up and put Sig Sputnik in there with Love Missile. And we also heard Transylvanian Orbit by the Space Cossacks. And Ron Durand doing the Orbitus. Somewhere right here in your brain. In orbit. Yes. Got out of the solar system into uncharted territories. And if you, it's just frightening when you actually think how big the universe is. It's the biggest thing. It's the biggest thing. It's unbelievably big. That's right. It's huge. It's massive. It's really big. And I think, I can kind of give you those scientific terms. Yeah. I always think the people that wear those NASA shirts are the last people NASA would ever hire. You know, people wearing NASA shirts, you know, because their misfit shirt is dirty, or their Joy Division shirt, so they lend it to somebody. Yeah, good marketing on that, I think. I just feel so good to relax. Hanging out with you, just kind of floating through space. Yeah, that's a nice thing. Floating and hanging. Yeah. Wow. You think at this time I'd have something profound to say because we're at the bottom of the hour? But I did not. I did not. We'll go on and on about time and space travel. Now, that sounds kind of fun. They always talk about that thing where it's like, you know, if somebody is traveling half the speed of light and somebody stays on Earth, when they come back, that person's going to be 105 years old and the other person's going to have aged 5 years. That is just baffling. So there is something out there as far as time travel, but it only sounds like you can go forward. Or then you go back and it's, I don't know, it's just massive. What do you do, though, while you're traveling in a spaceship at half the speed of light? You really can't do a lot, you know? Can't really do a lot. You know, maybe sit down and like, oh, look at all that. After a while, you just get tired of looking at the cosmos and looking at that North Star. Do you remember who showed you how to find that North Star? Look at that segue. Who took you to your first baseball game? Well, you can become the one who makes the magic. Become a big brother, big sister. And how to do that is you stay and you travel half the speed of light. You put this kid in a spaceship and you have him travel at half the speed of light. One way and the other, and you come back and you're dead. The end. Be a brother or be a big brother or big sister, a time traveler. Do whatever you want. Wear a fried egg on your head. I don't care what you do. This PSA is from 2004. So whoever I read this to was already mentored, already grown up, and they may already be doing big brother, big sister for somebody else. It all depends on if they time traveled through half the speed of light. Yeah, how about that? Ain't that really pathetic? What else I got here? I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you. I am just drained. And it's a good kind of drained. You ever have that good kind of drained? Where you're just like, it's just like, you know, everything is just collapsing around you. And everything is just, and the thing is you just, once again, I take it back to that one episode of Star Trek. There's that big crazy thing outside of the spaceship. Everybody's freaking. You know, they're going to die. It's this crazy thing that's going to destroy them. And Mr. Spock, or Dr. Spock, he should have been a doctor. Mr. Spock looks at it and goes, fascinating. I thought that was just awesome. What a great way to handle Armageddon and all of this nasty stuff that is going to be coming our way in a couple decades. You know? Fascinating. Yeah, it is fascinating. Right. And don't be that kind of person that gets like, oh my gosh, I'm going to store all these canned goods. I'm going to get all these guns. I'm going to store all this water. You know, I knew people that had jugs of water. Whenever they had milk, the cartons, the plastic things, they filled it with water and they put it down their basement and they labeled it. These people had water that went back to 2005.
And when they died, everybody just emptied the water. I was like, well, get rid of all this water. Because here's the thing. You have all that stuff. And you think, oh, that's just great. I got my water. I got my food. I got my protection. You know what? Humans are horrible people. They're just absolutely horrible. Somebody's going to find out you have that. You're surviving, and they're going to want that. So you're a prime target. So that's why don't prepare anything. Don't be the person that kind of rips somebody off and shoots them and takes stuff. Just, you know what? That's the end of the line. It ain't worth fighting for. It really ain't worth fighting for. It's like you watch Mad Max or Mad Mex or Mad Max Mex or Chex Mix. You watch any of that and it's like, yeah, look at that guy's survival. That's not fun. Everybody think like the zombie apocalypse. That's not fun. It might be look interesting. You're in that. You're in that. And it is worse than being in the 11th century. It is worse than like, you know, oh, I got a bit of a headache. Well, the alchemist says I should put all these leeches on me. You should be so lucky to be in the 11th century when everything gets crazy tribal. Yeah. So don't worry about it. Enjoy today, man. Today's pretty cool. It is. Today's very nice. It's a very nice kind of laid back kind of thing. How about going to take those tough classes in high school? It says here you should take them to succeed in college. You can see where we're going with this. Yeah? Why go to college? Why go to night school? It's going to be different this time. This ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. But go knowhowtogo.org. And this is from 2008. They're telling you in 2008 you need to go to college. You need to take the tough classes in high school. I don't think there's any high school people listening to this show. I certainly hope there's no high school listen. This is why this show, I think, to me, has a consistency of never being reprimanded. I have never been reprimanded once on this station. Because why? We're like a close circle here. It's just you and me and hanging out. It's just you and me and hanging out, man. That's how this works. There's nobody here in this station. Nobody cares. Nobody's watching anything. They turn on this gizmo. Last week, they tried to turn on the gizmo and I got fried. They turn on the gizmo and I come in here and I just kind of go at it. And I don't even know why I go at it, but I do go at it. I've been going at it for a while. It's like kind of like that dog that always chases his tail. I've been chasing my tail with radio for 30 years. Yeah. You want more music? Your boobs want some more. Is that what you want? You want more music? All right, fine. I don't know if, see, that's the other thing about this show. Nobody likes both things. I love the music, hate the rant. Love the rant, hate the music. It is not chocolate and peanut butter together in the show. It's like chocolate and ground up glass that has E. coli virus on it. That's kind of how it is. It's chocolate and ground up glass that has the E. coli virus. Orbit Twist by some dead hillbilly. WRCT, Pittsburgh. You know I'm in your brain. Yeah. That's where I am.
Well, around and around and around and twirl. I'm in orbit on a satellite. Making sweet love to the baby of mine. When that moon comes out.
So why do I play music like this? I play like old dead hillbillies, the guys that actually probably thought like, you know what? I'm going to do this song called Orbit Twist. And everybody, I'm going to make a big fortune. That's what most of these people do. I want to get famous. I'm going to get all kinds of chicks. I'm going to get all kinds of money. Never happens. So you got to understand, all the stuff I'm playing, every one of these people I'm playing, pretty unsuccessful. Join the club.
Side to side, game, game.
Why do people even make music? Why do people? Why do we even do this? Why is this even happening? You actually wonder that. It's because people want to live on past their years. Like this dude, Rufus Schaffner, probably recorded this in like 1958. Okay, did the Orbit Twist? Well, no, it would have been around that time. Orbit Twist going to be a big success, and then probably the last few moments of his life, as he's just withering away in a dark alley, because he's just some old beat up wino. The last words on his lips are, "Man, I did the Orbit Twist. In the year 2023, they're gonna play me on the radio." Or could it be Rufus Schaffner had just a passion for life and making other people happy? I'm going to make music. I know my time on this earth isn't that long, but I'm going to do this Orbit Twist. And everybody's, few people are going to, some guy in 2023 is going to play it on the radio. There. I am out into the airwaves with my song with a bunch of rants in between 60 years after I wrote this. Yes, Rufus Schaffner, your work has not been in vain. sounds like something I already played. I think it is. It's Orbit Bound by the Premiers. Sounds like something I already played. Either that or it's just so, you know, everything I play sounds the same. No, I did play this already, I think. I don't know. But needless to say, I'm going to take this opportunity to do something on the radio that's never been accomplished before. It's been tried. Right now, I'm going to try and contact the dead. That is correct. We're going to try and contact Rufus Schaffner. That's right. I got my Ouija board. And we're going to go try and contact him. Because I want to let him know, after 60 years of being dead, he finally got 2.5 minutes of airtime. Let's get it out and see what he's got to say. Let me take my glasses off. There we go. Let me take my pants off. Let me take my shoes off. I gotta take my shoes off before I take my pants off. You ever, that is really bothersome when you try and take your pants off over your shoes just because you're lazy. He goes, just try and take these pants off. It was great back in the 60s and 70s, man. Everybody had big belt bottoms and flares. And he was like, Zoom, you could take those shoes. But then again, you had platform shoes. So the platform shoes would actually be harder to take off through the... is that song over already? Fine, we'll play it again. So we have to finish this experiment. Well, not experiment. This waste of your valuable time. Rufus Schaffner! I command ye, speak to us. Let us know what's up in the afterworld. I feel him. Woo. You should have shaved, Rufus. Rufus. What are you saying? Speak to us. What have you got to say? He says, did you know that motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death among children 1 to 13? And that the fatality rate could be reduced by half if someone was using the correct car seat that they were supposed to use. 3 out of 4 children are not as secure in their car as they should be because their car seats are not being used. Ooh, boy, Rufus, calm it down. I see possibly, Rufus, you may have had a child in the car and you did not have the correct car seat when you got in your horrible automobile accident. I'm sorry to hear that. But you, the living... You can visit safecar.gov/the right car seat. Parents and caregivers can find out what right car seat. Don't be like me. Buy the right car seat for your child, this age and the size it is. This brought you by the twisted, mangled corpse of Rufus Schaffner and WRCT and the National Highway Traffic Safety Admission. All right, here we go. We got Orba with me. Sonny Sheether.
2, 1. Well, come on, baby, won't you orbit with me? We'll make an amble about 2:45. Wait for the countdown, you and me. And come on, little baby, won't you orbit with me? Come on, baby, won't you orbit with me? The bills are furnished and the house rent's free. The gas bills and electricity. And come on, little baby, won't you orbit with me? We'll fly, fly. Fly, fly, baby, and a sky high, baby. Will a fly, 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 baby. Come on, little baby, won't you hold it with me? Won't you orbit with me? We'll leave this world in outer space. It's like
won't you hobby with me? We'll fly, 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 baby, and sky, sky, baby. We'll fly, 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 baby. Come, little baby, won't you hobby with me?
There you go, with Sonny Schiefner. Sonny Schiefner. No relation to Rufus Schaffner. So, by the way, that was just a gag. I did not summon the dead. I do not have occult powers like a lot of people think I do. Because actually, the nice thing is, Rufus just called me. He called me on the telephone and he thanked me for the couple of half of cents or 3 cents he gets for when his song is played on the radio. Thank you. Now I know Rufus is out there listening. Thank you, Rufus. I feel so embarrassed now. I've been called on that. When you ever think that somebody's dead and they're not dead. That's especially at their funeral. That's pretty spooky. All right, let's knock it out. Here's Link Petrucci tearing it up with Orbit. Yeah. In your brain, RCT. A killer tune, as always. Always gotta hand it to Link Petrucci and the J-Men doing Orbit. You know what? I am gonna put a few more bucks in Rufus Schaffner's pocket today. Because the rest of the songs all today are gonna be done by Rufus Schaffner. We're gonna play everything. It's all day, all Zombo, all Rufus Schaffner. And here's something brand new called Missing Orbit by Rufus Schaffner. Thank you. Nice. That's when Rufus got himself one of the MIDI synthesizers. That's Missing Orbit. Another fine tune by Rufus Hoffner, Going into Orbit.
All right, this next tune is Going into Orbit, Going to the Moon.
WRCT, home of the hits. Here comes Rufus Hoffner with I Go Into Orbit. I Go Into Orbit. by Rufus Hoffner. And yeah, we are completely out of orbit now. So this is nice. We started with a rocket. We got the full hour in of all songs with orbit. Thank you to Rufus Hoffner. We are going to do, there was a time where the Sputnik was obviously a very frightening thing. Because it was like somebody doing something that, whatever, you know, who cares? We got some Sputnik songs coming up for you. First off, I got to tell you, let's see here. Let's go tell you this. Okay, you know, to get the most out of your medications, you need to know what's in them. That's right, like a stool softener. Something as simple as knowing your pharmacist's name may make a huge difference in your health. What's your name, Mr. Pharmacist? Why, it's Rufus Hoffner. Has this guy got any good ideas at all, or is he just going to beat this like a rented mule? They can be a valuable ally in learning about your medication. Relationships start when you learn. Or just call him Rufus. You can call him Roof for short. Or Maceo. Know their name. Know their medicine. Know your pharmacist. That's right. Public service announcement brought to you by Rufus Hoffner. Coming up now, we're going to give you some Sputnik songs. The Sputnik Story by Rufus Hoffner.
Well, they've turned me loose in a big old world all my own. Though I've got the world by the tail, I don't seem to have a home. So I guess I'll just roam around up here in outer space. Well, they've turned the knob and I've got the job, Lord, help the human race. Oh, Sputnik, they call me. I'm as crazy as a loon. I'm pretty high up in the sky, but I'll never reach the moon. I don't know what they expect of me, but they'll make all connections. Why, they blasted me off so doggone fast I didn't even get directions. Face, I thought I'd drop anchor and just look a while. I wonder why everyone wants to see him so bad. Why he don't even smile. Up here beeping and chasing around, I don't see what could be found. And believe me, I'd rather be down there looking up than stuck up here looking down. Well, I've showed the world from side to side what's in my power to do. I played my cards and I played them hard. The rest is up to you. There's a saying that's been a-going on, so let this be a token. United we stand, divided we fall. No words were truer spoken. Well, it's about time to be gliding along. So until I get back around on this side of the world again, this here's old Sputnik signing off.
A.B., Rufus Hoffner, The Sputnik Story. All right, let's shift gears a little bit and play a non-Rufus Hoffner song. Love this guy. Love this guy. Man, Webb Wilder. Webb Wilder. Yeah. One of the his term was he was one of the last of the full grown men. That was his shtick. And out of Webb Wilder's band came Los Straitjackets. So Jimmy Lester was the drummer, and he started Los Straitjackets. So there you go with that. Sputnik, Webb Wilder. We're doing the Sputnik thing now because we are just out of orbit, doing the Sputnik thing, and then we're gonna hit the stars today. You're gonna see stars. Yeah. Yeah, look at that star. Looks just like Rufus. Sputnik! Webb Wilder, the resident of Pittsburgh. Let me tell you about some other shows. Tune in sometimes and hear something else. How's that?
Say the thing I'm gonna tell you, man, may make you happy and gray. I got a satellite, baby.